We're going to go back to the music now. There are two tracks in a row now on The Alchemist's Euphoria, Space and The Wall. Space is a short instrumental that kind of leads into The Wall, so I thought we'd best play them both back to back in that way, as intended. You've got a couple of these instrumental transitions, so you often do, actually, on the records. And you know, what do you want to achieve with Space into The Wall? What's the important contrast?
It's like, I get like, following the movie, you know, path, which I tend to do all the time. It's a way, like after that, it's a ferocious song, Alligator, so you just need a minute. I think you just need a minute. And I like just to take everything down, you know, bring you down a bit before we go in, rather than it just the next song happening. It's just, you just need to just float in there. And like I say, Space and Sea were like, you know, these were two places that felt really important, the vastness of the sea and the endless possibility, and then the space, seeing Earth from space, like we get onto the ultraview fit later, but seeing things from, you know, the different perspective and how you see Earth floating and nothing is changes you forever, you know. And it was felt a bit like that for us at the time in terms of out-of-body experience and perspective, and the first time stopping and seeing what had happened anyway, you know what I mean? That was all crazy. So that's what, you know, I thought it was nice to kind of have those two tracks in there with those names to explain this, you know, what was going on with the album. So